I need to describe to you what's happening here. I've travelled up to Long Island tonight, and I'm in an extravagant ballroom. It's a place where there should be massive celebration. Looks really expensive. They're all having dinner. And my mind isn't really working properly now. It's just one of those situations that... Do you know when you're confused? Because I've just spoken to four or five people outside before I've walked in here. And the first couple of days that I've spent in America, it's completely turned upside down. Because as I look at many of the people sitting here in their suits and their ties, lots of these people are dying. And they're dying because they get down on their hands and knees and they lifted body parts at ground zero. Ordinary people walked in and they were clearing, as they call it, the pile of rubble, the pile of debris, the pile of human remains. And yet they're saying that the federal government has ignored them. The federal government is not looking after them. So all of this American patriotism that we've heard about recently, where is it for these people? Their stories are just quite incredible. Absolutely incredible.
John Devlin was an operating engineer. He drove trucks and lifted heavy rubble with machinery. And it'll be very hard for anyone not to be profoundly affected by what this man's about to say.
The problem is that we're dying. Our government's turning their back on us, and we're dying. And the reality is the diseases that we're getting now are far greater than they ever have been in the history of the United States. I was down there for over 9.5 months. 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
What was your job, John?
I'm an operating engineer, Local 15. We cleaned up that pile. The firemen worked next to us down there. We were the ones that burnt the pile, moved the pile, found the victims, got out of our machines, and helped the firemen put those victims' remains in the bags and then moved on. I can tell you we were not ready personally when we walked in on that.
What did you see?
Humanity. When I walked in there, first I saw the victims, the people that had died in there, all their family members on the other side of the fence, with their pictures and their keepsakes, and they were holding out all this help. And I thought I was going down there to help those people, to save some of those people, to be like Superman. I was a tradesman. I was going to go down there and move that steel, and it wasn't like that. The devastation is...
You walk past the families?
The smell before I even got down there was the smell of death. But to see what happens, what cowardly terrorism does to a human body...
Some people might think it's wrong for me to push you on what you actually saw. The reason I want to push you is because I want people to understand what people like you actually went through.
I'm going
to
be very straight with you. It was called perimeter. There was three ways of cleaning up the debris. The first was perimeter cleaning. The people that were running from the buildings that were killed, they were the biggest body chunks we found the first few days. Was the people running from the buildings, not the ones in the collapse zone, but the ones on the outside. You could recognize the torsos, the limbs. They still had flesh and stuff on them, and they were parts. I never found a full body in my whole life down there. But the reality was, as we started digging, I started hitting the firemen.